So that's the first component of the prophecy of Joel. And rather more briefly, we're going to look at the other two components of it. Because the second component is an equally exciting and important one. And Joel, this prophecy is fantastic. Go and read it at home this afternoon. Just think about it. Let your minds marinate in it. Verse 19, I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Now, remember what I said a few minutes ago about this issue of the last days, the days in which we live. From Joel's perspective, in 600 or 900 BC, these two events, the first coming of Christ, second coming, look like one thing, and he brings them together. And then as we turn it round, from our perspective, we can see there's actually two things. And the end of the last days, we have the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm just calling that the King will come. So the Spirit has come, poured out upon the church to equip us and all these other things. Second thing that we have to think about is this, that there is a day coming when the Lord Jesus Christ will return in great power and glory. Now, it's kind of scary language here. I will show wonders in the heavens above, signs on the earth below, blood, fire, billows of smoke, sun will be turned to darkness, moon to blood. What's all that about? I don't really know what it's all about. It sounds pretty awesome. And it's very similar to the language that Jesus used when he was teaching his disciples in what's sometimes called the Olivet Discourse about his second coming. And it's very similar to some of the language in Revelation. So it's talking about amazing cosmic upheavals which will accompany or precede the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. The phrase that we need to focus upon is this, the second half, verse 20. Before the coming of the great and the glorious, some versions have that as awesome or terrible, day of the Lord. The coming. Get that word coming in your mind. The day is coming. Jesus Christ is coming back to this world. He's coming back not in the way that he came the first time in poverty and obscurity, but coming back in power and glory. Revelation 1 tells us that every eye will see him as he comes in his own glory, the glory of his Father and of his angels. It's a great and a glorious day that is ahead of us. The King will come. So there is the consummation of the church at the end of all things when the King will come. What do we do with that truth? Well, we look forward to it. Look forward with anticipation. The day is coming when we will see Jesus Christ face to face. Is that not an exciting thing? If that doesn't excite you, even just a little bit, then maybe there's something not quite right with your spiritual condition inwardly. So there's the second thing, the King will come. Here's the third part of this great prophecy. You may be thinking, well, this is all kind of, I feel like I've been hit by a truck. Just this amazing kind of thing, the Spirit is poured out, and all of these different aspects of that, and then the idea that Jesus Christ is going to come with great power and great glory at the end of all things. And if this kind of scares you a bit and you're not quite sure where you are spiritually, well, I've got some great news for you. Joel, like way back in 900 BC, was thinking of your situation when he wrote his prophecy, and Peter is bringing it out here. He says, verse 21 is the way the prophecy ends. You would think that with all of this amazing stuff, we've had the Spirit poured out, and then these great things about the second coming of Jesus Christ, that the way that the prophecy would end would be with something even more amazing and sort of mind-blowing and sort of cosmic and just like sort of fantastic stuff. But the way that the prophecy ends is just to come very quietly back to us and to give an invitation. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this great period that we call the last days, between the first and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we could erect this huge arch over this period. And on the arch, we could write these words: everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So that is in the form of an invitation, and it's very similar to the invitation that closes the Bible at the very end of the book of Revelation. It says, "Let anyone who is thirsty come. Whoever desires, let them take the water of life freely." Do you feel a thirst in your soul this morning? Is there something not right? Do you sense that you need God in your life? It's what the Bible calls the need of salvation. Salvation from all that's messed up with us. It's called sin. Do you feel the need that there's something not right in your life? Well, I can tell you that at the root of it, there is sin. And the offer here is that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I think this is a fantastic promise and an invitation. It's inclusive, everyone. That includes you. It's exclusive. You've got to call on the name of the Lord. If you don't do that, you're excluded. It's divine. It's the name of the Lord. That's the name that we call on. The name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever calls on that name will be saved. It's a sublime promise. It includes you. If you will call, you will be saved. This is declaring the word of the Lord. What does the word of the Lord say to you this morning if you're not a Christian, if you're not sure? Whoever, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Will you call on the name of the Lord this morning? If you haven't done that, you'll be saved. It's here. It says it. I can read it. I've read it out to you. It's in the Bible. It's the word of the Lord. So there we have these three things then from that great prophecy. I hope that helps you to understand more of the significance of this great day of Pentecost. Not only is it the fulfillment of the promise of what the Lord Jesus said, it is the fulfillment of this great prophecy that indicates to us that the Spirit has been poured out upon all different kinds of people and that we are united in the church. It's a tragedy that we go around re-erecting all the barriers that God intended to come down in the church, of race and of gender and of age. We're all supposed to be one, serving Christ as bond slaves, using the gifts that that Spirit has given to us. And let's look forward to that day when the Lord Jesus Christ will return, great power and glory. You faithfully serve him, he will say to you on that day, "Well done, good and faithful servant." It will be a fantastic day. And if you're not sure this morning whether you're a Christian or if you know that you're not, then there's a fantastic invitation. The word of the Lord to you is everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.